Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Being your own boss means being very busy. Ask any small business owner if they work harder now than they did when they worked for someone else, and you know what you'll hear. But being busy can also mean some things may get pushed to the back burner, some things that our next guest says can lead to big problems if they continue to be ignored. Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Brian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
And so these issues that our small business owners might be pushing aside because they're so busy would include what?
Yeah, a lot of them simply don't have a strategy at all, and that's really the first step. They don't create a retirement roadmap. And I think, you know, the simple things of defining that, building the strategy, and having some accountability are important. In fact, a recent survey I saw said that less than 37% even had a retirement strategy at all. So it kind of starts with not even having a retirement plan or roadmap at all. And I think that leads into not even thinking about an exit strategy for the business, which is the second thing that I see, you know, at some point in time, whether it's for their own retirement or a death or disability, you're going to exit a business. And very few businesses survive to the second or third generation. Less than 12% survive to the third generation. So when you don't have an exit strategy, whether it's for retirement or other things, there can be big problems ahead, because it's not like at corporate America where you turn in your keys and leave. You got to plan on how you're going to leave. So that can certainly be a big issue for a lot of small business owners.
Yeah, those are certainly two very important items. What else do you recommend?
Well, the third one I would say is having just retirement savings. Again, I'll go back, corporate America is really good about allowing people to put money away in deferred compensation plans, 401k plans, or 403b plans if you're at a nonprofit. And I think most small business owners need to have separate retirement. If they're paying themselves a salary through their business, put a portion of that away. Use your business with small business plans to help manage your taxes, but save and invest along the way. And again, another quick statistic, you know, less than 75% or 75% have less than $100,000 in retirement investments that are small business owners, and that makes up a lot of America. That's kind of a scary thought. So really important to do the retirement savings, and kind of coupled with that, the fourth one I would say is having some life insurance for most business owners. You know, most businesses are relatively illiquid, at least for a short period of time. You know, whether you're a builder, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or you're making widgets or gadgets out of your basement, if you were to pass away, your family or employees' ability to come and continue that or to sell it may need some liquidity, and that's cash on hand. And so life insurance can be a big part of that, and a lot of businesses don't have that. So it's important to view that as an important need and to meet with a professional that can help you with that.
Well, Brian, we have about a minute left. What's another big item that you see small business owners ignore?
Well, probably the last one can really help with all the others that we've mentioned, and that's not hiring outside support. And that can be in a lot of areas. You know, small business owners are inundated with regulation nowadays. Depending on the industry, there can be a lot of regulation, or at least a little bit. It's estimated that most small businesses spend 4 hours or more per week dealing with regulation. So hiring professionals that can help you with that, whether it's a CPA, an attorney, an insurance provider, or a financial advisor with retirement plans, I think is critical and very, very important. So hire the professionals, take the time, do the work. You work on your small business, make sure you get the most value out of it.
Well, Brian, for our listeners who might have just tuned in, can you give us those top five items again that small business owners should be making sure that they're not putting on the back burner?
So the five things I would have them do is to make sure they create a retirement roadmap for themselves and their business. Number two, have an exit strategy for themselves, their families, their employees. Number three, make sure they're saving in retirement savings, you know, not just in your business, but your personal investment plan outside of your business for diversification and growth. Number four, make sure you have sufficient liquidity or life insurance. And then number five, make sure you hire the right professionals. And I think all of them are critical, but if you do number five, someone can help you in all of those areas, not only to implement a plan, execute the plan, and then monitor the plan. So I think that's critical.
Brian, great information as always. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.